Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Glad to have you with us on this sunny, hot Friday in July. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has the day off. Zach Jones and G running the video feed at our side here, at my side, hanging out and having a good time, and you know, a lot of reminiscing given the subject matter today, which is what lit the fuse for you as a sports fan. I had the pleasure of having Mike set up Danny Gare to be on our show on my birthday last week, and at some point in that conversation or soon after, I know I thought, this is how they get you. See, I love Danny Gare. And I'm going to love the Sabres, even though they are, you know, making us all some mix of bored and insane year over year here. It's still like I'm going to care until I'm dead because of Danny and, like, you know, his teammates and everybody else, of course, but he was my favorite. And so I knew I was going to have this show alone on a Friday here with Mike having the day off, and thought this would be a good time to sort of take this out for a drive. Before we get to Steve, finally, after two false starts, I want to ask Zach, because you quote tweeted my show tweet here about this subject with a photo of someone who I was not exactly sure of who it was. You couldn't really see uniform and the angle of this man's head. At first, I thought, is that Drew Brees? Does Zach love Drew Brees? I feel like that would have come up.
That would have been a curveball
at some point. But was that a picture of Colt McCoy?
It's 100% a picture of Colt McCoy.
The Colt McCoy picture.
I thought I'd be able to get a gif of him like at Texas, and I couldn't find a thing. And I'm like, I'm certainly not putting one where he's in Washington where you could see that. That's ridiculous. So I got one that like still has the NFL like, you know, pin on it, I guess. But yeah, I was. I miss the Vince Young years. Whenever anyone's like, oh, yeah, Texas won in 06 or the 05 season, I'm like, cool. I don't count it for my fandom. It's the same with the Angels in 02. I don't count it. So I jumped in after that. I'd been to Texas to see my family, got to see the stadium. That was really cool.
Yep.
And, you know, now we've gotten to where we are. But Colt was that first guy for me. I mean, I grew up in a house where Jim Kelly was up there, and so he wore number 12, and, like, that's my guy now. And it just – it did a multitude of things for me, Colt's career at Texas. I got to experience winning, which is really cool to start. I also got to experience horrific heartbreak that will absolutely set you on a path that is not healthy with sports, but it's okay. We're all there. The 2008 season, they lose to the Mike Leach, Texas Tech team, Michael Crabtree right at the end. 2009, I'm still bitter about this. He gets hurt in the first quarter of the first drive, and they lose to Alabama, the Nick Saban Alabama teams before their rise. It was cool because – as a Bills fan, like there would, you know, at the time, it's still relatively early in the drought, but as a kid, like there wasn't a player to like grab onto yet. Like,
yeah.
I eventually become a Stevie Johnson guy, and that's my favorite Bill of all time. But growing up, there wasn't that guy.
So Colt McCoy.
So Colt was my guy. I was crushed when he went in the third round to Cleveland. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He's awesome. I mean, now I'm like, yeah, he's got small hands and he hurt his shoulder. But like at the time, I was like, this is absurd. Right. People are hating.
Have you ever met our old friend? He worked here a long, long time ago, Brad Ryder.
I've never met Brad. No.
I don't want to mischaracterize his feelings on the matter, but I feel like it would not surprise me if Brad was still telling people that he thinks Colt McCoy deserves another chance. That's how I remember it, Brad. If you're out there or if somebody tells you this and I'm wrong, I mean, accept 1,000 apologies, but I swear Brad had a thing for Colt McCoy. I hope I'm right about that. It rings a lot of bells.
Brad's an American hero for that take right there. Yeah, baby. For a school like Texas that has Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams, like the Colt years where they lose two games in his final year, he's leading the team in rushing. He's not particularly mobile.
No. No,
but he's got like a 65-yard touchdown.
That's kind of stunning, actually.
Oh, my goodness. And then it hurts, but also kind of helps that, like, for the next 10 years, they're dreadful, especially that position. So, like, I had such a fondness for Colt for so long, and he also introduced me to, like, winning and really getting into sports.
Yeah.
And that he very much was that introduction.
All right. And isn't he, like, across the board, off the field, like, super awesome dude?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Super team guy. Like, I think
he's the perfect, like, yeah. When coaches talk about, like, the team guy.
I feel like that's a lot of the Brad.
He was J.J. McCarthy.
He was
McCarthy during his time.
Right, right. All right, well, thank you for that. But it took me a bit. Like, I'm looking again. Oh, Texas. Yeah, okay, Colt McCoy. All right, 803-0550. Zach's on the board. I'm sorry I made you wait 2 hours for that, but I just realized that I hadn't brought it up yet, and I noticed it when you had tweeted it a few hours ago. All right, 803-0550, what's your story? Steve is finally up next here on WGR. Steve, sorry about the false starts. 5 yards on me. You have the floor finally.
That's fine, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
Yep. Happy belated birthday. I'm not
thank
much
you.
Younger than you. But my guy was O.J. Simpson. My parents were in New Hampshire, and the Bills were on a lot back in the 70s. And I used to stand in front of the TV and have my finger follow OJ running all over the place during that 73 season when he broke the rushing record. That was just something that was always, and I'd always hear my dad yelling at me, get the heck out of the way, get the heck out of the way. Because I was just tall enough that he couldn't see the play going on. But yeah, OJ was that. And then fortunately, when we moved back to Buffalo, I ended up meeting OJ remember he was the sideline reporter.
Sure. Yep.
NBC, and I was walking around the stadium and he got out of the limo and I'm wearing his jersey and I actually met the guy, you know, doing all that stuff, and he actually signed a jersey and I still have it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah. My hockey guy would be Parole because I did the exact same thing with Parole. You know, when I moved back to Buffalo and they were on TV, I would do the exact same thing when I was younger, watching them going up and down the ice. But, yeah, those two guys probably got me into sports. And, you know, I live down here in Charlotte now, and I listen to you guys all every day just on the fact to get my information from you guys. And I appreciate what you guys do. And this Odyssey app is awesome. You know, that's how I listen to you guys.
Good deal, man. So, Steve, I appreciate all that, and especially you being such a regular listener to us down in Charlotte. I always love hearing those stories. So thanks a lot for the call, man.
And Bulldog, get them straight.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yeah.
I'm playing golf for three days with my kid and my dad, you know, in Cross Creek. I'm sure a lot of people in Buffalo know what that is, and I'll be there for, I don't know, my fifth or sixth year with my dad and my son.
That is so great to be able to do that with your son and your dad. My dad never played. He's still kicking, going to be 92 in September, but I don't know that he ever picked up a club. But I've been, since I started playing a lot now in the last few years, a big part of it is because our oldest son is playing too. So I know that that's got to mean a lot to you.
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, my dad's 81. You know, he doesn't hit the ball as far anymore, but just the three of us, and it's an awesome time. And, yeah, I'll be up in the Buffalo area. I can't wait to see what the stadium looks like.
It is incredible to drive past there. The construction, Steve, thanks for the call. The construction's been going on, of course, now for years, but I was just out on the 4th of July. We spent the 4th of July evening and spent the night at some friends of ours who live out in Boston Hills, Colden area. And so driving back on the 219, even, I can't remember like around what exit it is, but there's one spot where you're up kind of high and heading downhill, and you can just see, you know, I've always been able to see like the light towers on the old stadium, and then those structures that they built, the four of them on each corner of the stadium. You kind of see those from different high points around Western New York. The new stadium looks like an alien spaceship floating on the horizon as you are coming, again, from south, like heading in on the 219 from out, you know, heading back into the city. I was like, look at that thing. That's incredible. Really going to be awesome. Thanks a lot for the call again. Really, really appreciate it. Mike is next. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, how you doing? Love this topic.
Thank you.
So when I went from being sort of a casual hockey fan to a diehard Sabres fan, it's honestly one of my favorite stories to tell anyone who will listen. So, around the time of the Ottawa series, we had a death in the family, and my wife's uncle set up his house with like three different large TVs, and every night we were getting together watching playoff hockey while everyone was in town for the, you know, for the funeral, and they all stayed for a while. And then, my daughter was about 2 years old at the time. And then you had the Pominville goal.
Right.
And, ever since then, we've all been dialed in. My daughter, most of all, 7 years later, he got traded. She was a much older child. She cried herself to sleep that night. When he came back, he did his first autograph session at a local card shop. We got our tickets as soon as they were available. We're all big Sabres fans, but a lot of it has run through him. Anytime he's making an appearance, like when he went to the Americans Hall of Fame, like we made a little road trip out of that.
Awesome.
And it's super cool for me because it's like my now 20-year-old daughter, every now and then, like you wait in line to get an autograph. It's like having a little kid again.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, the coolest piece of decor in our house is actually side-by-side pictures of Pominville with my kids at Dave and Adams back in 2017, and then at Blue Cross Arena when he went into the Amherst Hall of Fame. You know, and my kids are however many years older, 8 years older now, you know what I mean? They were
right.
Like 10 and 6, and now they're 18 and 14, you know what I mean? And it's just ever since then, me and my wife and her cousins, like, we get together, we go to Sabres games, and if we can't go to a game, someone will have a party at their house, you know, on if there's a Friday night game against the Leafs or the Rangers or whatever. And before that, it was all very casual, but just something about that moment, just like, you know, this is what I'm going to do for the next 20 years. I'm going to drive myself crazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's awesome. Your kids have a way of drawing you into things that you never saw coming. You know, to some extent, not that you didn't see it coming, but to escalate it and elevate it. Like I just told the last guy talking about golf, I would not have, 5 years ago, I would not have told you I would play golf 20 times a year, let alone 60. But that's where I'm at now, because a lot of it is with my oldest son, who's gotten really, you know, pretty good really fast, and we really enjoy the time together. So, like, that sort of, that relit that fuse for me, and it sounds like your daughter and your relationship with the Sabres has gone through something similar. So I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, appreciate you calling very much. Glad to hear from you. One more this segment. We got lots of time. Look, I'm looking at the clock, and I got tons of time. 803-0550. Let me say the number again, because Sean's the last guy I got on hold here. So we get to fill him up here, people. Sean, you're on. How you doing?
My man, Bulldog, happy belated. I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm getting all these belated. I shouldn't have mentioned that it was my birthday, because I wasn't fishing for belated. I mean, it's 10 days ago already, for crying out. I appreciate the sentiment, but anyway.
That's okay. Long time listener, man. I love your guys' show. My guy that lit the fuse for me, one of the most humble athletes, and I can't believe he actually played backup to Thurman Thomas, but I am a diehard. It got me everything. It gives me goosebumps talking about it right now. Barry Sanders is my favorite athlete of all time, and it's not even a close second in my opinion. Just him only in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The humbleness that he played with, the give the ball to the ref when you walk in the end zone, those are all the values my dad tried to teach me when I was growing up playing sports. Don't show up the other team. Don't show up the referees. Go out there, do your job. He's the guy that lit the fuse for me. I wish people that were a lot younger than me could see his highlights and stuff like that, because he was one to behold.
He is one guy that I've shown I have two sons. One is sports crazed. The other one could not possibly care any less. So Owen, who's now working here, I've shown him all Bills, like, vintage highlights and the comeback game and all the stuff, sort of laying groundwork for him. But Barry Sanders is one player who, like, if a reel of his runs comes through my social media feed, grade and he's in the room, I'll go like, here, watch this. Just watch this dude, right? And there's only a handful of guys on other teams that I have done that with for him, but Sanders is at the top of the list. I mean, he's I think just unlike maybe any other running back.
I agree. I just think his humbleness and the way he was brought up, I mean, it's. I wish it would be a model for every football fan to follow, everybody that's starting to play sports from a young age. So that was all I had, Bulldog.
All right.
I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too, Sean. Have yourself a good weekend. 803-0550 again is the number. Pete heard my cry for help and answered. Pete, you're up next here on WGR. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm good. So I've lived in Buffalo my whole life. Born in 73. Was a big, huge Phil Housley fan. And me and my brother used to ride our bikes to Saberland over on the Boulevard, mm-hmm. which is now, I think, called the Hockey Outlet or whatever.
Yep.
And back then, you know, that was pretty neat. You could go there and watch open practice. You get, you know, the guy would break a stick or something. You'd end up leaving with a couple of pucks and some sticks. And it just really solidified our hockey love for the Sabres. So they had a little pro shop in there. You could order jerseys or whatever. So I don't know if you remember this, but when the Sabres picked up Rick Vive.
Okay. Well, I mean, I remember Rick Vive. Sure. Yep.
Yeah. So he came to the Sabres and he got number 12. And at the time, Lindy Ruff was still on the Sabres, so he had 22.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened. I don't know if Lindy left or whatever, but a month, so I got Rick Vive's jersey. And a month after I bought this jersey, Lindy left, and Rick Vive switched to back to number 22. So Paul McGuire was on Adelphia Cable, and he had this show where you could call in.
Sure, the Budweiser hotline.
Yeah, me and my little brother called in when Rick Vive was on there, and we actually complained to Rick Vive, hey, you know, I just went out and bought this jersey, all this money to get number 12, and then you go change your number. And Paul McGuire was laughing, and he's like, you know, well, someday when he's in the Hall of Fame, that jersey will be worth a lot of money. So, you know, as he went to commercial, he's like, remember, save the jersey. So it was kind of a funny memory. That was a story that we've always told.
That's awesome. But did you save it? Do you still have this number 12 Rick Vive?
I still do.
That's awesome.
I have it. I have that and my Phil Housley, and I have a Pierre Turgeon from that one's actually like an all-star one. But, yeah, we kept them all.
That's fantastic.
They're all hanging in the closet.
I did not remember that. When you started saying number 12, I'm like, wait a minute, Vive was 22 everywhere I've ever seen him. I never saw him in a different number, Chicago, Toronto, whatever, 22. But, of course, Lindy. Well, what happened to Lindy is just like all Sabres captains, he got traded. Is what happened, Pat, Pete.
Yeah, I guess I just got too excited and bought the jersey too soon. I should have waited a couple more weeks.
Right. All right. Yeah. Love it, man. Thank you for the call. That, you know, the story about riding your bike to go watch practice is so cool. The open practice was always such a cool thing. Like we went to 3-4 games, maybe a year. I don't even be pushing it. Like they used to have a thing on the back of the milk carton for like 2-for-1 tickets or something, or some special price. I don't know. Like we would do that occasionally. My dad sold insurance in South Buffalo, and he'd come home occasionally with tickets, sort of all of a sudden, you know, like some a client or whatever, somebody on his, you know, on his rounds that day had a pair of tickets and like, oh, wow, we got tickets. But it was very rare. But the open practice was, I can remember queuing up, waiting in line for the building to open on a more like the Christmas holiday week while the kids are out of school. And just what a cool thing that was. Just having access is such a vital thing. I mean, it's changed so much. I mean, you still, you know, there's a process now and it's more of a controlled environment for a variety of reasons, largely because of the big business that all of it is, including getting the autograph. So I understand why it is the way it is now, but man, It was just such a cool thing to be able to just, you know, wander into a local two-pad ice rink and the Sabres are practicing and you're just going to hang out as a you know, whatever, a 12, 13-year-old kid watch the Sabres practice. That is very, very, very cool. I mean, you can do that at Harbor Center when they're on the ice there. I don't know about accessing the actual arena when they're practicing in KeyBank Center, but still, I just think that's such a it's such an important facet of it for people who just don't have the opportunity to get to a lot of games for whatever reason, whether it's their parents' work schedules or the cost of the tickets or whatever it is. To have these like free points of access is still important, even I think in this day and age. So I love hearing that you would ride your bike. And I think it is right now still called Hockey Outlet. Since Owen stopped playing a few years, well, I mean, locally anyway, a few years ago, and then ultimately stopped playing, I haven't been out there, but I'm guessing that's what it's still called now. But I just love the thought of riding down there and getting a broken wooden stick from a player and riding home on your bike with a like a shattered coho or something. It's just a very, very cool imagery. Thanks again for the call. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll keep them going here. You want to get in, share a story with us about what lit the fuse for you to become the sports fan you are today. Would love to hear it here. Again, 803-0550 is the number. Mike is away today. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR. Look, it doesn't take a lot to reverse this, but I just want to let everyone know that I did finally now close the St. Louis Blues stats sheet from last season on my browser. Just wanted to share that with the audience.
It's like live character growth, right there.
Important moment, and if any, I'm appreciating all these stories. But if you want to share any other stories in that vein, feel free about your own personal growth and how you have overcome situations of great adversity in your life, like pining over players you don't even really like on teams that you barely watch. Good talk. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away today. Let us continue with the phone calls on what got you into this racket in the first place. Pat is next up. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Big long-time listener, listening to the show.
Thank you.
All the commentary and stuff. You guys do a great job. Anyways, I grew up in the 70s. My father got me started. He was a high school athlete, could have played college football, never materialized, but he was good for, I believe it was Hutch Tech at the time.
All right.
Anyways, he got me started in sports and got me started on the Sabres. My favorite player was Rick Martin. I used to emulate him in my backyard. He had a great wrist shot, great snap shot, great slap shot. Just intrigued me to follow him and I used to imitate him in my yard all the time, trying to be him.
Yep.
You know, my other guy in football would have been O.J. Simpson. My father had season tickets in 73, so we all got to watch O.J. run for 2,003 yards. I could remember almost every move he made on the field in certain games, especially in the New England game where he ran for 250 yards and just was enamored with them. And obviously I used to buy all their jerseys. I'm still a lifelong Sabre fan. I was a season ticket holder for 20 years. It's hard to continue to be a Sabre fan, but I'm hanging in there with them.
We all are, Pat. We all are. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I could afford the Bills, I would be a season ticket holder for the Bills. Things were a lot cheaper back in 73 for my father.
Yeah, yeah. You know, no doubt. Yeah, but, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of times I watch the Bills, I think of my father and stuff. And strangely enough, Bulldog, he died of a massive heart attack after watching a Bills game.
Oh, come on, Pat.
Yes. He called me up. He used to call me up after games, you know,
yeah,
that he was watching, and we would go over what the hell went wrong, but and also whatever went right. But he ended up passing away to to a heart attack after the game. I'll never forget that either, as I had to go and figure it all out after.
Pat, thank you for sharing. Appreciate the call very much. Appreciate you listening all these years, too. Best to you and your family. Jeff is up next. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Bulldog. Yeah, I wasn't calling. I'm driving. I'm listening to your show, and it helped me remember how much fun I have being a sports fan. You know, and
good.
I was a unicorn in my family. Like, nobody played sports, liked sports, or watched sports. But I remember I was 7 years old, and the Bills were playing Kansas City to see who was in the first Super Bowl. And I'm at my uncle's, and on a counter is a radio playing the game. And I'm sitting there fidgeting as I hear the game slipping away from us. And then the second memory you pulled back on me was when I heard the fellow talk about Gilles Perreault. I remember when we won the wheel spin to get him as the first draft pick. And I can still see him wheeling around the net with the puck, getting almost full stride by the time he's like three strides in, he's at full speed. And
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, and he could handle the puck, and nobody could stay with him. And that was exciting. And then my final, most aggravating memory that was brought up by the guy who talked about riding the bike, a buddy of mine and I rode our bikes to the Main Place Mall because that's where they were staging the NFL draft. And we're both sitting on the ground in the mall on a dirty floor, and the Bills are coming up, and I desperately want them to draft Chris Collinsworth. And I'm like, Collinsworth, Collinsworth. And then you hear the Bills pick Terry Miller. And I'm like, it's the fastest guy sideline to sideline I've ever seen in the Bills uniform. So those are the three quick ones for you.
Those are great memories. Really appreciate that very much, Jeff. You just tripped a wire for me. I had the opportunity when the, I don't even know what it's called now. Is it still the Northtown Center? The ice rink complex out here in Amherst near UB. I'm pointing out the window like people can see. By the way, because I'm that age now. when they were opening, grand opening, like the main rink there, they had a game between the Sabres alumni and the Media All-Stars, which still exists to this day. Jim Fink, Business First, have been organizing the Media All-Stars for decades now, and they played the WGR team in the 11-day power play a couple weeks ago. That was my entree into the Media All-Stars. I was still only a couple of years in on the radio on WBEN in those days, and Jim reached out to me and invited me to come take part in these skates, and I hadn't played hockey in quite a while, at least with any regularity. But they got me into like these weekend skates, ended up turning into a year-round thing. It's how I met Mike Lesikowski, one of the founders of the 11-day power play, and a lot of other great folks who I've met over the years through that group. But the initial reason I started skating with them on weekends was to try to get ready to play in this game against the Sabre alumni. And that there they all were. Like the French Connection is there, Danny's there, Larry Playfair, Howard Saperstein was their goaltender, who ended up, I got to know years later, as he was the public address announcer at Nichols home hockey games. So when my son was playing for Nichols, there was Howard, but he was like the stand-in goalie. I guess they couldn't find, I don't know, Bob Sauvay. So we're there, we're playing, and I mean, it's just the thrill of a lifetime. And I'm a defenseman, and I'm here comes Gilbert, right, up the middle of the ice, and I'm backing in, like I'm at my blue line, and he's right in front of me, and you can see it, right, hit with the mouth open, and just the quintessential, even at that age, like long retired, Gilbert Perreault. Not like he needed his best stuff to get around radios the Bulldog, let me tell you, but I just remember having this moment where I'm staring at him in this posture, in this pose, this action that I'd seen him do hundreds, if not thousands of times on TV and in person. And I'm on the ice. Like I'm on the other end of him. He's bobbing his head, deking. And I'm just like, you're Gilles Perreault. Just go ahead. I'm not going to poke check you. If I did, I would fall probably. What a joy it was to watch that guy play hockey, man. Oh man. Dave is up next. Hi Dave. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I became a sports fan when I was 6 years old growing up in Vancouver. It was 1994, and I didn't know why, but I was just like weeping at losing Game 7 to the New York Rangers. And I had not really followed the Canucks that year, but for some reason, maybe it was like everyone around me was so upset. I was like hooked. And from that point, it must have been like trauma bonding, just became such a huge Canucks fan. I wasn't able to watch the games on TV growing up, but every morning would clip the stats out of the newspaper.
Yep.
Just like you in that St. Louis Blues stat chart. Like I had them taped to my wall as a kid, and they must have been up there all season. And then we'd take them off, and it was a Pavel Bure era. Like there was mm-hmm. a lot to be excited about.
No doubt. It's so wild that your point of entry was pain.
Oh, and it's amazing now because it's come full circle. My son is 6 years old, and we live here now in Niagara, and we have Bill's season tickets, and we in the family section. And so it's like experiencing the playoffs with him is just a whole different world. Him not quite understanding, like, oh, no, the season's over. Like, we're done now. And
right.
he hates the Chiefs. He loves the Bills, and it's just like, okay, this is so cool to go through it again with him.
That is so great, Dave. Thanks so much for sharing, man. Appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. 803-0550. We'll have time for a couple of more here, but I'm going to take a break on time for Deck. I'm sorry to set things on fire, but I'm actually going to call timeout at the right time here. Like I'm like a football coach that doesn't know how to use the timeouts. Back for more right after this on WGR. Rolling along here on a Friday. Let's get right back to it here. Mike is up next. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
One of my childhood memories, very first Bills game was at the Buffalo War Memorial Stadium, mm-hmm. also known as the Rock Pile. O.J. Simpson's first year. They played the Boston Patriots and got beat, but I just remember how cool it was to be there. They the Bills had a running back by the name of Bill Enyard at the time, and I don't know if you remember his nickname.
I do not.
His name, nickname was Earthquake, Bill Earthquake Enyard, and I'm not sure if it was from how he ran the ball or his size or what it was, but I just remember it was really neat being there. I'm glad they finally got out of that place. I know you and Mike were talking a few weeks back about a Bills-Chiefs Monday night game where Bob Chandler scored an extra point, something like that. I don't remember that. I was at that game.
Yeah, I didn't remember that was – yeah, Mike was looking at the box of that game, and I did not remember that. I it was a Monday night game against the Chiefs in the 2003-yard season, and O.J. was the seventh game of the year, and he went over 1,000 halfway through the year, a 14-game season. Yeah. That's the thing I remember about the game and it being Monday Night Football. I did not know the details about whatever else happened there, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me neither, but it was pretty cool being there. It was a sparse crowd, man. We were in and out of there like nothing. You couldn't do that today. And this last thing about the Sabres, you know, in the time they've been in the franchise in Buffalo and the NHL, you know, a lot of teams have moved. I'm surprised and grateful, really, that hasn't happened with the Sabres. I hope it never does because it just wouldn't be the same without them, but this has got to end.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. Me too. I echo that. I try not to even think too much about it. So I'm gonna leave that there. Thank you for the call and all the calls. Really great. We're gonna hit a timeout here and load up a conversation with our buddy Sam Paniatovich. That is right after this. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.